Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's been called the Obi-Wan Kenobi of small business.
Obi-Wan Kenobi. Now that's a name I've not heard in a long time.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Barbara Weltman back on the show. Barbara's one of our favorite folks on the planet. I don't know anybody smarter than her. She's an attorney, a tax attorney extraordinaire. She's one of the top small business tax experts in the galaxy. She's written all the important books on the topic. The whole J.K. Lasser series on small business taxes, she is J.K. Lasser. She is the person behind all that. The new book, J.K. Lasser, Small Business Taxes 2018, I guess maybe 19, maybe just about out. I'm not sure. And she's our dear friend, Barbara Weltman. Welcome back.
Well, thank you. And the 2018 book is the book that's out. It's for 2017 returns. Right. I posted a supplement which has a lot about the new law. And I'm working on the 2019 edition.
And you're exhausted, aren't you?
Oh, my goodness. It's just...
It's been killing... I mean, you've been... I mean, people don't realize... Folks, when I talk about what a dedicated person she is to small business, I mean, the work that you've had to do to make adjustments for this law that just passed in January... I mean, ordinarily, you'd have the new year textbook done by October, November, right? But your whole world got turned upside down.
Well, in February, Congress decided to extend of dozens of provisions that had expired at the end of 2016 and make them effective for 2017.
Wow.
Talking we're in 2018. So now the IRS fortunately revised tax forms, updated their computer systems, and so that at least applies for 2017 returns.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of amazing to working in this kind of nonstop change.
Right.
Situation.
So many things with the new bill that I'm still pretty upset about, Barbara. Can you report to us on some of the major elements that we need to be paying attention to?
Okay, so the first thing is that corporations, whether you are a local dry cleaners on Main Street or a multinational corporation, you're going to pay this, and you're a C corporation, a regular corporation, you pay a flat tax rate of 21%.
Yep.
And that's a good thing.
Fixed,
I mean, that's
and permanent.
Good.
I'm glad, proud for them.
Fixed, right, exactly. And no alternative minimum tax for corporations. No AMT for corporations. So that's a good thing, although small corporations were exempt anyway. But, okay, but for the vast majority of small businesses, they're pass-throughs.
Right.
They're not subject to the corporate tax.
LLC, sole proprietors, partnerships.
S corporations.
Yep.
Independent contractors, freelancers, most businesses. So you are going to pay tax on your share of business income on your personal return based on your personal rates. Now, the personal rates have been reduced slightly.
About 2 points per level.
About right. Well, the break points depending on where the income falls.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. So everybody's going to see a little reduction. Plus, there is this new 20% qualified business income deduction. Now, the deduction sounds great, and for many pass through owners, it will be great because you just whatever your business income is, you just figure 20% of that. And that's a reduction. And think about it. It's a no-cost write-off, meaning
right.
You don't have to – if you want to deduct your advertising costs, you have to pay for your advertising costs.
Right.
But here, you're just getting a write-off just because.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a no-cost deduction.
It's a 20% cut that's good. It's a deduction, not a cut. It's a deduction in your income.
Exactly.
It just cuts it right off the bottom there. That's good. That's a good thing.
Okay,
however,
but
the devil's in the details.
It's not a business deduction. It doesn't reduce, for example, it doesn't reduce what you're going to pay self-employment tax on if you're
right.
self-employed.
Right.
It doesn't reduce your adjusted gross income. It doesn't come off like your IRA deduction or your deduction, your health savings account contributions. It doesn't come off there. It comes off just before taxable income. So it is a savings, it is a reduction, and it's a good thing. But as you just noted, there are so many limitations that it's virtually impossible to know whether or how much you're going to qualify for.
And if you are a company, if you've worked hard all these years, you finally got to the point where you're going to make some serious jack, you know, you got a chance, maybe your company's got a chance maybe to make maybe say $500,000, Barbara. That's going to be, those companies are going to be disproportionately taxed. And I'm going to get you to comment on that after this break, folks. This is the tax bills. It's, as I said in my column back in December, it's good, it's bad, and it's also ugly. BarbaraWeltman.com is Barbara's website. Check it out. You'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
And we are airplanes today. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.